Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, can you hear me?
50-1. 50-1. What a huge upset that was.
Did you think, I mean, okay, so I gave Paul, well, let's talk about it. Let's go live and talk about it here. Hang on.
I gave Paul 1-2-7-8.
Is it right?
The draw.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show. My name is Eric Lorda, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We have a great show for you today, and you guys want to call and ask questions, you guys can call in right now. Lines are open, 323-870-3857. And we're going to get started here with the big one last night. Showtime pay-per-view, Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. And I tell you what, it was interesting. It was interesting to say the least, man. Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather went the full eight-round distance last night. No knockdowns, no winners declared, as there were no judges. Logan Paul started fast. He took the first couple rounds, and then he faded like we expected he would. But what I didn't expect was the lack of output from Mayweather, the lack of body work. Mayweather looked very lackluster last night, honestly, man. He looked like he belonged in the ring with Logan Paul. It was a competitive type of fight, and it shouldn't have been. The Floyd that fought Andre Berto, you remember that fight, Beeb? And I thought that fight was, I thought when he fought Berto, he was on the slide then. You know what I mean? And he wasn't fighting like his top, you know, tippy top type guys. And that fight, if that Floyd fought Logan Paul, I mean, that would have been a massacre. You know, to me, I'll be honest, man, it was kind of sad to watch, you know, Mayweather, the Mayweather we knew and remember, you know, we talked about, you know, is gone, you know. I mean, everyone's saying Mayweather would have a shot in the welterweight division against anybody except Spence and, what's his name, Crawford. I mean, that's just wishful thinking now, man. His prime is well behind him. And you know what? It has nothing to do. I noticed this last night, man. It has nothing to do with the shape he's in. He was in good shape last night. His reflexes are gone. There were times in that fight, I told my dad, I said, we're watching this fight, and I think it was around the fifth or sixth round. We're watching this fight, man, and you can see he's looking for a shot, and you can almost see him pulling back like he's going to throw it, and he doesn't throw it. You know, the moment's gone, you know, and so that means your reflexes are gone, man. He's a shot fighter anymore. You know, I'll tell you what, if you need any more evidence of this, man, just take a look. I mean, he took Logan Paul the distance and arguably lost the exhibition. I mean, he may have lost this exhibition. I mean, obviously, again, there were no judges and everything like that. It was kind of sad, man. Beeb, what was your take on it?
All I can tell you is this: history was made last night.
Title town.
Mayweather suffered his first loss.
Yeah.
Logan Paul won that fight 5-3. All right. Mayweather was upset last night by a novice.
Novice.
This man had over 300 rounds of boxing. Floyd Mayweather lost to a guy with 4 rounds of experience.
JC said he carried him. Yeah, just like he carried McGregor, just like he carried the others. Listen, he doesn't have it anymore. I told you. I told you. I said, why? I told you that said you said that he carried McGregor. I said, why do you think he carried? Because he said he carried him. That's the only reason. He didn't carry Paul. You don't think he would have wanted to knock Paul out? You don't think he would have wanted to knock him out? Son, he didn't carry him. He couldn't get him out of there. There's a big difference.
Well, let's listen to what he said.
Ring rust. Hapalotype said it was ring rust. Son, come on, man. That was a – listen, that's a shot fighter, son. It is what it is.
Listen to what he said at the post-fight press conference. All this guy did was grapple with me. He has a wrestling background. I mean, the guy weighed over 200 pounds. He said he was better than I thought he was. He was, you know, coming up with some reasons why. And then he also went as far as saying, you know, of course I'm not going to be what I once was. So then he even said, this is my last exhibition. That's what he said. So this is probably my last time doing this, because he knew that he probably lost more than he thought, lost more of his ability and lost more of his reflexes than he thought he did. And I was wrong. I thought he would retain more of them. But you were 100% right yesterday when you put me in my place. Right? You told me. You told me.
Yeah.
I was going down Nostalgia Road yesterday, you know, living in the land of sunshine and rainbows, right? Reality kicked in.
You know,
he suffered his first loss last night.
It really did. You know, if you look at Mello in the chat, said Floyd looked and sounded dejected. He did. And you know what I noticed? As soon as he was done with that interview, he was gone. There was no hanging out. Logan Paul was in that ring for a minute, man. He was in there after his interview and everything like that. Mayweather was gone. And they showed a picture of him coming back to the dressing room, and he just looked defeated. You know what I mean? He looked irritated. He looked like, you know what I mean? He didn't look right. And then he would give a smile for you. He would see the camera on him, and he would smile or whatever. But, yeah, you could tell. He was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed last night, and he's not going to admit it.
Embarrassed last night.
And then he uses the words like legalized robbery, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you an informal definition of the word robbery. Unashamed swindling or overcharging. Example, $25, what a robbery. You can't get mad. He's sitting there getting very defensive, going at people who criticize this event. You can't say that you're participating in a legalized robbery. You're basically downplaying the value of the event yourself by categorizing in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling people you're selling us a substandard product, and you're buying it, right? When you say what I'm doing right now is a legalized robbery, I'm robbing you. So if I go and I'm a businessman, right? I'm a plumber or whatever, and I go to your house to fix your plumbing, and I say, hey, man, I say to my buddy, I'm going to go in there and rob this guy. What's that mean? I'm going to give you shitty work and overcharge you for it.
Yeah.
You can't get mad and get defensive at a press conference. Oh, you guys, you know, people saying this, saying that. I don't care what people – when you continue to say you don't care about what people say – that means you care about what people say. You don't like when people make fun of you and call you and call this event a joke. It bothered you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it bothered you that this guy, 26 years old, with 4 rounds of experience, right?
And won the distance. 0-1. He's 0-1.
He beat you last night. You lost this fight. You lost this fight last night to a guy with 4 rounds of professional experience. 0-1. You are 50-1. You know, then you're trying to say, oh, it's just an exhibition. No. You lost in the eyes of the public. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw it. Okay? Logan Paul put on a clinic against you last night, muscled you, threw you around like you were a rag doll in there, had the jab out there, man, sticking you. Sick. He took you apart. He dismantled you last night, 50-1. And then you want to call this a legalized robbery. You basically were putting down your own event. You were devaluing your own event. Mm-hmm. And then you want people to talk. If you're going to sit there and tell people, hey, I'm robbing you by selling you this substandard event. I'm overcharging you for this event. But if you're going to sit there and say that to people, then you should not upset, frustrated, or disturbed at the fact that people are going to call you out on it and criticize you. And yeah, I bought it, but I bought it in the same way that I would buy tickets to a comedy show or a circus.
We were both on the fence on watching this fight. You know, I mean, it was a last minute. It really was a last minute thing that we purchased it.
I actually called Comcast this afternoon, and I told them that I wasn't able to watch the fight. They fucking refunded me today.
Wow.
Don't believe me? I will show you. I'll show you the receipt.
I believe
you,
man.
I'll show you the receipt.
Wow.
They refunded me this afternoon. They didn't even question me.
I bet they got a lot of hate. I bet Comcast got a lot
even
of hate.
Even Comcast knows this was a ripoff. Preying on sick people like myself that have a clinical diagnosis of called pay-per-view-itis. Look it up. Look it up. It's a real condition.
Wow.
People that can't stop buying pay-per-views.
Bible English says he just unsubscribed and that we're haters.
Good. Good.
Bye-bye. Good. Listen, man, it has nothing. Listen, it's the truth. You think he looked good that night? I mean, I'm asking, Bible English,
it was an embarrassment.
What exactly did we say that was untrue?
Listen.
What have we said that was untrue?
If you want to do entertainment, right? Go do WWE.
Yeah, he fought the Big Show. You know.
Go do something like that. You are thought of as the best fighter of your era. The best fighter of our era is not supposed to be in events like this and look like this. You want to be remembered at the top of your game. You don't see Shaq going out and playing a YouTuber one-on-one in basketball. You don't see Michael Jordan doing that. You don't see LeBron James doing that, right? You don't see Charles Barkley playing someone one-on-one basketball. Now, you know, Shaq may go into WWE, make an appearance at WWE or AWE, whatever. Do shit like that. But you're thought of as the best boxer of your era, and you're at this level, and then you go come back. That would be like Jordan playing in a 3-on-3 hoop it up tournament right now at 50. For what?
Right.
Because he knows that he's not what he once was. So why embarrass? Like, again, you made the $10 million. Whatever you're going to get on the back end, that's fine. But at the expense of looking at yourself and being embarrassed. You were embarrassed last night. You did not look good last night.
Look at that, Logan Paul. Even Logan Paul tuned in today. Look at that, Beeb. Logan Paul's in the chat. How about that? Cisco X.
Got a check mark next. That's really Logan Paul.
Oh, that's really Logan Paul. Look at that.
That's the real Logan Paul.
That's the real check mark, too. Look at that.
Thank you so much, Logan Paul.
Logan Paul's in the house, baby. Title town. He knows where Ohio's at.
He's the new champ. He's the new champ right now.
That's how we're living, baby. Cisco X says none of them can make $30 million doing that, so there's no comparison. Listen, I don't know if Floyd's going to make $30 million. Listen, I don't know that he's going to make the $30 million. You know what I mean?
Good.
Because he went on and told TMZ and everybody else that he made $100 million for this fight.
Bullshit.
First of all, that's nonsense.
Bullshit.
He didn't.
Bullshit.
It's printed. He's got a $10 million guarantee and he gets 50% of the revenue. Now, what that means, 50% of the pay-per-view revenue, if this sells X amount, you cut that in half and give it to Showtime. He gets half of Showtime's revenue. Because remember, Comcast or the cable companies get to half. The other people companies get the other half. It's split down the middle, okay? That's how pay-per-view works. So we don't know how much he's going to get. He doesn't know how much he's going to get.
This could not have done more than tops 200,000 pay-per-view buys.
No. I think this goes in the millions. I think this is about 2 million. I really
do.
Are
you fucking serious?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone streamed it.
We didn't. I mean, you got a refund, so I didn't. You know.
You think this does 2 million?
I do. I really do.
All right.
I think it does. And there were several.
I'm not going to argue with you. You've been right about when you're right. See, this is the thing. You've been right. I'm gonna say, okay. Well, you think it does 2 million or maybe 1.5? You think it's gonna do exactly two?
I think it's gonna do 2 million or up. $2 million or more.
Okay.
The Showtime servers, there was a lot of they said that Showtime servers were crashing last night because people wanted to watch it and everything like that. So, you know, man, look, that's a lot. That it takes a lot to crash those servers. That's a lot of traffic. So, Dwayne M said in the chat that, and I didn't see the, I saw some of the press conference afterwards, but not too much of it. I didn't really care. saying, I guess Floyd was, I guess, what did he say? Let me see what Dwayne said here. Yeah, he said he had a big chip on his shoulder at the post-fight presser. He was mad at the writers and even trashed Manny. That's because he was embarrassed.
What did he say about Manny? Listen to this quote now. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Fired up. I mean, I'm overcome with emotion right now. I just saw the greatest. This was a bigger upset than Buster Douglas last night.
I tell you
I'm
what,
fucking,
yeah.
I'm through the roof right now. We got a new champion, Logan Paul.
Does that mean KSI is the best boxer on the planet now?
No,
he beat Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is now the lineal.
He's the
pound for pound champ.
The man who beat the man.
He's the lineal pound for pound champ right
it
now.
It is.
This is what he said about Manny Pacquiao. This is how much of a hater this guy is. You want to call me a hater? I am a hater. I am a fucking hater. That's another condition I have. But he goes like this. Well, I don't want to be like, I don't want to talk bad about people. Whenever someone says, I don't want to talk bad about someone, what are they prefacing?
Yeah,
they're getting ready to talk bad about it, right?
Yep.
I don't want to talk bad about people, but I don't want to be like Manny Pacquiao. I don't have he has to keep fighting. I don't have to keep fighting. Oh yeah, Manny Pacquiao.
Why are you fighting?
Manny Pacquiao had to fight Errol Spence to make eight figures.
Yeah.
He made eight figures when he fought fucking Adrian Broner, and he made eight figures when he fought Keith Thurman. He could have fought Mikey Garcia and made probably just as much than fighting Errol Spence. Okay, so stop it. Stop it.
He has to keep fighting. Listen, you're the only one fighting exhibitions. I mean, you're the one fighting exhibitions for, you know, it's like, come
Listen,
on, man.
You embarrassed yourself last night.
It was
That's
bad.
It.
It was bad.
You embarrassed yourself last night. All right?
And he looked like he was in good shape. Did he not be? I mean, when he showed up on that scale, he was in shape. Now, whether he was in fighting shape, I don't know. But he was in shape. Right?
Age catches up with all of us, man. Yeah, he was in shape.
That's it?
He was in shape. You know?
And you're right. I mean, Father Time's undefeated, man. And this was no different last night because, you know, you figured Logan Paul would give away the first couple rounds or Floyd would give away the first couple rounds, just like he did with McGregor and then tries to turn on the heat. There was nowhere to go. He put his foot on the gas. There was nowhere to go. Where was the body shots? And I keep hearing people say, oh, the stupid announcers, you know, that were rooting for Floyd, you know, Deez Nuts, and who was the other guy? I don't know who it was.
I gave Floyd three rounds in this fight. I gave him rounds 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
I thought Logan Paul won 6, 7, 8, 1, and 2. Logan Paul won this fight.
There it is.
There's a clear victory.
There it is, man.
There's a clear victory.
Maestro says Nonito beat Father Time. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. We'll see. He keeps fighting. But sooner or later, man, you get in there and you don't have it anymore. And Haplotype says he was rusty. I call it shot. There's a big difference.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
doesn't matter.
I don't even know. He was shot. I don't even know that he was rusty. I just think he was shot.
You know why I agree with you? Because he could continue to fight, but his reflexes are not going to come back.
No. No way.
No.
No, that's a good point. You like you said, the reflexes will not
reflexes
come
are gone.
Back.
Logan Paul, you know what Logan Paul said? He goes, I was in there with a legend, whatever guy. He's way more skilled than me, but I expected him to be faster than he was. He goes, I actually saw him pull. This is what he said, Logan Paul. He goes, I actually saw him pull back when he was throwing his hook. Like, I actually – Logan Paul actually was slipping his punches last night.
Yeah, he really
was.
He
was slipping. You can say what you want about the holding. Why wouldn't he lay on him? Why wouldn't he grapple him? Why wouldn't he do that? What's he supposed to do? Stay there and let the guy friggin' outwork him? The guy's smaller and quicker than you. Why wouldn't you use your size and bully him? And then people are like, oh, Floyd was walking him. He wasn't walking Logan Paul down. Fuck, get the fuck out of here.
He wasn't doing
five rounds.
I mean, he wasn't doing anything. I mean, okay, so we said last night, what was the odd? The odds were on a Floyd win. This was before they took it off the board. You had
minus 1,000.
So you had to bet 1,000 to win 100. Clear that was an easy money bet, right? It was an easy money bet. Nobody is taking the other side of that coin.
Logan
it wasn't
Paul,
so easy money, man.
Logan Paul just beat the linear Pound King.
There it is.
They should create a belt for Logan Paul right now. He's the lineal pound-for-pound champ now.
He's got that Pokemon card.
He beat Floyd Mayweather.
There it is. He's got that Pokemon card now. Did you see him? He walked out with that Pokemon card or whatever, some kind of first edition Pokemon. I don't even know what it was.
That's
I was
right.
Like, what?
Logan Paul is on top of the world right now, man. This goes up there with – this surpasses Buster Douglas's upset over Mike Tyson.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, nobody gave him a chance. He's got zero wins, one pro fight against another YouTuber. All right. Floyd has 49 professional fights. I don't count the McGregor fight because McGregor didn't have – I mean, how are you going to go 49-0 and then fight a guy with no experience?
And then you know what else he said at the press conference? He goes, oh, I got $30 million worth of endorsements on my trunks.
Yeah, somebody asked us if that was true. No, it's not true. I'd be glad to bet money that's not
true. He had four patches on his fucking trunks. So you mean to tell me that he was getting over $15 million for each of those patches? Come on, stop.
He had four patches. What was it, four patches he had?
Yeah, what's four divided by – it's actually $10 million. He had four patches. He
about
said he
seven
got,
and a half. I think it was about seven and a half.
Seven and a half. About seven and a half. Seven and a half. Seven and a half. So each person paid him $7.5 million.
Right.
For one night. Think about the ridiculousness of these comments.
Right. Midnight Rider said, is Floyd doing his joke exhibitions because he's in financial trouble? That brings up a real good point. So let me read this to you, what he said after the press conference here. Floyd stated after the fight, and this is probably one of the saddest statements ever. He said, Floyd said after the fight, they say it's not all about money. Well, your kids can't eat legacy. The patches on my trunk earned me $30 million alone. So who's really the smartest one in the sport of boxing? When it comes to legalized bank robbing, I'm the best. You know, obviously he needs money. Otherwise he wouldn't be fighting. You know what I mean? And the fact that he said my kids can't eat legacy, I think know everything that you need to know about where he is financially.
Yeah, if your kids aren't set by now, then that's a problem.
It's a big problem.
That's a problem.
That's a big problem.
That's a problem.
You know, we reported in the past about those cars that he has and how much he pays for those cars. Just in the upkeep alone was like $35,000 or something crazy, like just to get the oil changed and everything like that. And that's something, if you got one of those cars, you really have to do because, you want them to stay, every car obviously depreciates, but you want to keep some kind of value there. So you have to kind of keep these cars in shape and everything like that. And I don't know, man, it was, listen, if he didn't need the money, he wouldn't be boxing. I mean, that's just point blank, nobody's giving you the money because you still got to get in shape. You still got to go out there and try not to embarrass yourself,
Yeah, I agree.
Says they don't do Bugattis and AutoZone. No, unfortunately not. Mello says maintenance, insurance, taxes, spending on everything he owns, it all adds up. It absolutely does, So KDR says, so you want me to believe that Floyd could stop Tekashi or whatever? What was it? Tension. But can't get a TKO versus a novice. Logan, he actually wanted to carry him, a dude that was gassed in the second round. Get out of here. So do you think that – so, Katie, I'm going to ask you a serious question here. Do you honestly think that Floyd didn't want to get him out of there? What purpose would it serve for him to let him go the full 8 rounds? And did that Floyd that we saw last night look like to you that he could have taken anybody out? No. It's just, just use your just logic here, man. I'm just asking you to use some logic here. You know what Floyd's capable of. You've seen him in the past, and then you've seen him on these some of these exhibitions. You've seen him fight McGregor. He didn't look great there. He didn't look great in this one. He didn't body-wise, he didn't look great in the tension fight. I mean, look, man, it's just it is what it is, man. He's done. He can't do this anymore. And it happens. It happens to everybody. It happened to Sugar Ray. Remember the Sugar Ray Terry Norris fight? And then even worse, the Hector Camacho fight. But at least Sugar Ray was in there with a boxer. Camacho was a big, you know, Camacho could fight. You know, Camacho was a former champ. That's Camacho there. That's not some, Camacho is not like some, you know, scrub. Camacho's a very good fighter. Ray Leonard lost to him. You know, Ali Holmes, same thing. They were good fighters. I've never seen anybody look like this in an exhibition.
You know what's sad?
It's awful.
This is, you know what's very, very, very sad? I'm reading this chat, and I'm just feeling bad for a lot of people whose dreams were crushed last night.
You know,
you have to make excuses for the greatest boxer of our era. Okay? That's a sad day. That's a sad day. Listen to this.
Maul says he's 44 and retired. I don't understand why we have to say he's done. Because he's still fighting. Because he's still fighting, son.
If you are going to go out and try to display your boxing skills at 44 years old, when you know that they aren't what they once were. So let me ask you this. If you were a master painter, right? And you put out and you painted the best pieces of artwork in your life, but then all of a sudden you got older and you just couldn't do it anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you continue to go out there and put out substandard paintings and try to sell them to art galleries? Or would you just say, you know what? Let me do something else now because I can't paint the way I used to paint. Let me go do something else now.
Yeah.
Right? So if you know that you're not what you once were, and people are always going to remember you as you once were, and the expectations are going to be that you're going to have some sort of resemblance to what you once were, anything less than that is a letdown. But this wasn't only a letdown. Like, you looked worse than I thought you were going to. Like, you looked worse than people. Did he look worse than you thought he was going to look?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to knock this guy out. But like I said in the intro, I said that he looked like he belonged in the ring with this guy. They looked like similar skill level. I mean, they really did. You know? They really looked similar. All right, let's go to the phones here. 760, you're hey. Live.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What's happening?
It's Brian.
History was made last night. History was made last night. 50-1.
Oh man,
50-1.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about that. I didn't see that. I thought.
What did you?
I already scored it.
What did you see? What did you see?
I scored it. 4-5 rounds to 3. Logan Paul won this fight.
How did you see it?
Logan Paul looking like he was missing a lot of shots. The only thing he really was doing was grabbing Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? But he might have caught him maybe once, but the thing is, what I was noticing, he didn't know how to correctly turn his punches over, and you know, he didn't have correct way
of landing.
He
wasn't turning his shots over either.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Mayweather is, you know, he's got 50 professional fights. I say 49, he says 50. 50 professional fights. Shouldn't he have known how to handle all this?
But the thing
the grabbing,
is
the hugging, the wrestling, shouldn't
like,
he have been able to handle all this?
It
looked like a shot fighter. That's what it looked like.
It looked like he had a little challenge going on trying to get into that reach of the dude. Maybe it was more challenging because it was more challenging than what he thought because of the dude's size.
Can I ask you a question? Who was a better fighter, Logan Paul or Diego Corrales?
Definitely Diego.
Right? No question, right?
No question.
Did you see the size? Did you see the size difference between Diego Corrales and Mayweather?
Yeah, but man, that's you talking about.
Then he shouldn't have had trouble with Logan Paul, right?
Diego Corrales, you talking about Pretty Boy Floyd? Man, that's a whole different being, man. This is Money Mayweather.
Same guy.
And
same dude.
He's Man, he's different. But
he's
look,
the same guy.
The thing,
it's not like he revamped it.
No, hey, don't get it twisted, okay? This wasn't good, okay? This shit was not good is what I'm really wanting to say because of the fact. I know people probably going to disagree with me, but, it's just not good for boxing to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not good because it kind of makes it look bad because I used to box myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like ain't no dude just going to come off the street and think he's going to hang with my skills. This dude is basically somebody that's coming off the streets learning YouTube. I mean, learning boxing, coming from the YouTube, and he just went 8 rounds with him, and it kind of looks bad because people do see Logan Paul as the winner. You know what I'm saying? I've heard the talk. It's been people that think he won. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I agree with that he won the fight. I'm like, he hung with him for the 8 rounds. He grabbed him, held him. I think Mayweather had the more clean shots when he was landing. I mean,
People are crying in the chat.
Okay, but look, man. So he had the more clean shots. Shouldn't he have had the more clean shots? He was 50-0. Going against a guy who hasn't won a pro fight, 0-1.
You could definitely see the difference in his, in what he was trying to do. But I really think Mayweather he had a challenge in trying to get in on that dude because of his size, man. And it was probably more challenging than what I thought or what he thought. But, the whole thing is, man, it's just not good for boxing.
He shouldn't have had any problem. Boxing is built for the smaller man.
Brian, let me just say one thing to you, Brian.
What's the fact that
you have to say that he had the fact that you're telling me right now that he had a challenge against a guy with 4 rounds experience.
Yeah.
Right?
But the thing about Mayweather is we cannot forget Mayweather is Mayweather, man. He's not a knockout type of dude. He's not intimidating like that.
McGregor.
Yeah, McGregor was 0-0.
Yeah, but, man,
he hadn't even had a professional
fight. Okay, look, hold on, wait. He didn't – it's not like he went in there and just banged him out. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get McGregor right out of there. McGregor got tired, and, that was part of his strategy, to tire him out and to get him out of there. But maybe if it would have went a couple more rounds, he would have got Logan Paul out of there if it would have went 10. But – That's another thing.
Maybe.
But I'm not.
Do you think you could beat Michael Jordan? Do you think you could beat Michael Jordan right now in a game of 1-on-1?
No.
I couldn't either.
Couldn't.
Right?
No.
So if Michael Jordan decides to play Joe Habib on pay-per-view, 1-on-1, right? And even if he beats me and he goes life and death with me, that doesn't make Michael Jordan look bad.
Yeah, it makes him look bad. No, but don't get it twisted.
Right.
There you go.
This looks bad, man.
Right.
It really does look bad because,
he just people went can to say distance. What they want, right, Brian? Brian, I'm going to say something right now, Brian. People can say whatever they want, right? And I think you're in agreement with this. Well, this doesn't hurt the sport of boxing, right? This doesn't hurt the sport of boxing because it was an exhibition. It was just for entertainment. That's fine. But look at the optics. This is Floyd Mayweather. You took the best fighter in our era and you made him look 90 levels below that. One thing, not being, obviously he wasn't going to be what he once was, but he wasn't even a shadow of what he once was last night. He was a blip of what he once was last night. And is that how you want the best fighter of our era to be remembered? That's what boxing fans, if that's the last time that he enters a ring, right? Is that what he wants his last memory to be? And is that what boxing fans and sports and enthusiasts of the sport of boxing, the aficionados, or whatever, the purists, whatever you want to call these people, right? The fight freaks, whatever they are out there. Is that what his last memory in the ring is supposed to be? Is that what we're supposed to
right.
Is that supposed to be the swan song, man?
It's a bad look for boxing. I mean, for the most part, just like the basics, okay? it would have been good to see Logan Paul get up in there and at least get wobbled, knocked down, hurt, something to let people know boxing ain't no joke. Boxers ain't no joke. You don't want to get in there with a boxer. But now it's like, since boxing fans are so desperate, because they sound desperate, they'd be like, hey, it's good for the sport. It's good for the sport. Whatever gets attention on boxing. I'm like, man, why do these people act so damn desperate when it comes to boxing? Like, we just some desperate fans when it comes to boxing, because Mayweather knows that they act desperate. That's why he says he's robbing the bank. It's not the fact that he's robbing the bank. He going in the bank. They just giving him the money and letting him walk out. And they say, hey, we'll see you next week.
But
you ain't even robbing the bank. They giving him the money.
But when he's saying he's robbing the bank, right, isn't he devaluing the event by saying that? Isn't he insulting and devaluing and making the event look like a sham by him saying that? He's basically telling you he's hustling you. He's basically telling you that this event is trash, and if you buy it, you're a sucker. That's what he's basically telling you.
So then when people still gonna act desperate and still buy it, man. They'll still buy it. That's the thing. It's like, man, everybody bought this shit. You know what I'm saying? People bought it.
You might not think it did numbers. That's fine.
But I think it did numbers.
I think it did do numbers. Eric convinced me that it did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. Cisco X says that the exhibition was basically – hang on, Brian. Cisco X says the exhibition was basically WWE fake wrestling. We can call it fake boxing.
Was it fake boxing?
Listen,
because it had
Cisco X was just defending this whole thing and saying Mayweather won and everything like that. Listen, Cisco X, I believe, and I don't know him at all, but I believe that he's a big Mayweather fan, okay? It's tough to watch your guy get old overnight, and that's what happened here. But it wasn't
overnight. We empathize with you guys.
I had Chavez. I had Chavez Sr. I had Chavez Sr. I had Sugar Ray.
I cried. I don't get emotionally attached to fighters.
Yeah.
But the one time I did cry is when Sugar Ray got knocked out by Hector Camacho. I'll admit it. It hurt me. I love Sugar Ray Leonard.
I just love Sugar Ray when Mike Tyson got knocked out by Lennox Lewis. Oh man, that was that hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if any of you guys in the chat need someone to talk to, I'll put my email address out there. I'll help you. I know it's hard. I know it hurts. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. I know
everybody needs.
Hero.
That's right, man. We're here for counseling. We're here for you guys, man.
If you need a helping hand, whatever. We can even teleconference. I'll do a stream yard and I'll send you a link. We can have a teleconference. I won't even broadcast it.
Look, man, we got
a shoulder to cry on.
I'm here
hey,
for you.
You know what
for you,
they need.
Cisco.
I am here for you.
Hey, look, this is what they need.
Go ahead,
they
Brian.
Need, okay, because there's something else going on. I don't know if it's this weekend. It's called celebrity boxing matches. That's what they need. They need a league of their own. That way they can enter. That's entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
It.
But boxers.
They got it.
Boxers. You feel me? Boxers box boxers.
Anybody
you know what
wants
I'm saying?
To talk.
YouTubers can go box celebrities, other celebrities, make their own league out of it, because us mixing it up like that, well, for one, the event made it look bad as boxers because he ain't get hurt. You're supposed to let him know boxing ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? You drop that fool. Let him know we ain't playing. But, hey, everybody think that
you know
Logan
what this
Paul,
was like,
including
being...
you guys, think he won.
Beeb,
that's what
you know what this was like? This was like, you remember the show Pros versus Joes?
Yes.
That's what this was like. That's exactly what this was like. And then some of those guys in that show, like, that beat the pros, and you're like, man, they used to be my guy. I mean, he used to be really good, and now he's on Pros versus Joes getting smoked by some guy, man. It's like, you don't believe it, but it happens, man. It happens, man.
Right.
All right, Brian, we're going to get running, man. Thank you so much.
One more.
Brian, you going to be all right?
He's going to be fine.
Brian, let me know. You're going to be all right? You want to talk later about this? You're going to be all right? Brian.
Did he drop?
No, he's on. He got him on mute.
All right, let's go to, let's see here.
Let's go to 312.
312, you're live.
Fight Doctor's in the house on Rick James status as always. What's going on, gentlemen?
Fight Doctor.
50 and 1, 50 man.
50 and 1, buddy.
See.
What are you doing, man?
I never thought I'd see the day this would happen.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure. So,
got smashed by a white dude, Fight Doctor.
Well, look, I saw Paul winning rounds 1 and 2. And then
6, 7, and 8, too, man.
I don't know about that.
Listen, you have to give it, if you're just going to be objective, 1 and 2 and 8, he won those 3 rounds hands down.
I gave him the 2 swing rounds.
I'm not sure what he's got either. Well, look, Paul was doing a lot of holding, especially so when Floyd decided to walk him down.
Thing. So does John Ruiz.
I would have tackled that motherfucker, man.
Vladimir Klitschko.
Muhammad Ali.
But don't you think, Fight Doctor, let me ask you this, because you said he did a lot of holding. Don't you think as 50-0, with all the experience, he would have been able to solve that riddle? And when he held him, get some separation, go to the body?
Well, listen, Mayweather was able to solve the riddle. That's when he changed tactics in the 3rd round. So he lined up behind his high guard and started walking him down and catching him with clean counter shots. So it's not a question if he could solve the riddle. The riddle was solved. The problem with Mayweather is that he was just unable to execute his plan over the long term and make it work for his ultimate goal, which was the knockout. Now,
right, because he's a shot fighter.
A lot of what Logan Paul was able to do was primarily because of his height and weight advantages. Right? Now, look, I think that the comparison to the Corrales fight has been unfair because at the end of the day, both Mayweather.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, they were both 130 pounders, right? Now, in this instance,
I get
you have
that,
a guy.
My point was that Floyd's no stranger to fighting taller guys.
I agree.
No stranger to that.
And again, like I said, when he switched tactics in the 3rd round, the puzzle was solved. And at that point, it was Mayweather. It was all Mayweather. There was nothing Logan Paul could do. The problem for Mayweather is that he's not a young man anymore, right? He's not 34.
Right.
He's 44. And he just can't execute that type of game plan long term with a guy who has a 30-pound weight advantage over him. I mean, so Paul was very smart in all the holding and wrestling and leaning on Floyd. The point of that was to wear him out, which ultimately worked. And, you know, Mayweather doesn't have the gas tank that he had. You know, I mean, he is 44. He's been in some tough fights. He's had a long career. And after, you know, he has brittle hands. And, you know, after, you know, it all adds up. So I'm not surprised by the outcome. Now, yes, I did think that Floyd was going to knock Paul out, but I'm not at all surprised at the outcome because at the end of the day, look, you have weight classes in boxing for a reason, and last night I think underscores why you have weight classes.
Yeah, but he's fought a guy who has one professional fight, 4 rounds. You could have went in there. I saw Mikey Garcia. Beep, did you see this video? That video with Mikey Garcia when he fights that one dude who is writing him like mean tweets or whatever. And the guy's like about 200 pounds, man. The guy's like 2-something. He's a bigger guy. And he got into Mikey Garcia, and Mikey Garcia smashed him. Shouldn't even make a difference when you got that little experience. I mean, Logan Paul's got like 12 or 15 pro fights. He doesn't. He's got 4 rounds against another YouTuber.
And I get that. And again, if you go and look at the fight, like I said, the fight was over in the 3rd round. Floyd had him figured out, like totally and completely figured out. All right? And it was just no mystery. Like, this is what Floyd does. If Floyd does this, he beats the guy, period. End of the story. Right? But we can't overlook the intangibles here, which is A, Floyd is a 44-year-old fighter. B, he's fighting a guy 20 years younger, 6 inches taller, and with a 30-pound weight advantage. So the scales, when you consider the whole, the scales are more even than you think. Yeah, I mean, there is a wide disparity in experience and a wide disparity in skill level, no question. But you also have to factor in the other intangibles here also, right? I mean, if that were true, then, look, if it were just a matter of experience, then the only guys who would be at the top of every weight class in every division would be guys 40, 30, 40, 50 years old, but that's not the case, right? And Father Time is undefeated. Mayweather is the latest casualty of Father Time.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Would you say he's shot, Fight Doctor?
If he's shot, his defense is still there. And he's always been a defensive-minded fighter. The hand speed is still there.
No, it's not.
I mean,
no.
if the question is, no. Can he beat somebody in the top 10 at welterweight right now? Maybe. Can he beat
the
top 20 guys at welterweight right now? No, hell no.
He can't beat any active welterweight right now. Any of them.
I may go down to the Mayweather gym, man. If I don't come back, Eric, you know what happened. But I think I'm gonna go down there and try.
I try to smack Floyd around a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
be
well, look, listen, a large part of the reason why...
I'm 205. I'm 205, and I'm like 6'1". He'd knock my ass into next week.
No, right? I don't know about that, Beeb. I'd put my money on you. I've seen Logan Paul last night smash him. Come on, Beeb. You could do this.
Logan Paul's a world-class athlete. Let me ask Fight Doctor a couple questions. Number one.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a couple questions real quick? And then you can go finish what you had to say. I'm sorry. Was this an embarrassment last night for Floyd Mayweather, yes or no?
It was, because at the end of the day.
I love him.
He tells it like it is.
Yeah. Listen.
Now,
this is not a good look on Floyd Mayweather. By no means is this a good look.
Okay.
Right? Now.
Okay. Last question.
Let me just qualify my statement. If the question is, does this fight tarnish Floyd Mayweather's legacy? Ultimately, no. But not a good look for him. Embarrassment, definitely.
Now, will this be the end of the exhibitions, in your opinion, yes or no? And should it be the end of the exhibitions?
It should be. Yes, it should be. Floyd, call it a career. It's over. You've had a hell of a run. What is there left for you to prove? I mean, honestly, unless somebody is offering you a bag of money so big that you just can't refuse, then what's the point, you know? I mean, like, for instance, let's say if Pacquiao were to somehow magically beat Spence, then the Pacquiao-Mayweather rematch instantly becomes quite possibly the largest money fight in the history of the sport, potentially.
Yeah, but it's a fight he won't take.
But, I mean,
it's a fight he won't take because he can't win.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, I would, yeah. So
he won't take a fight he can't win.
The question is, why is Floyd fighting? I mean, is it
because he needs
his
money?
Ego? Is it money?
He's broke, son.
You know,
he's broke. He said as much in the press conference. At the end of the press conference, he said, "They say it's not all about money. Well, your kids can't eat legacy." That tells you right there, he needs money.
Let me ask you this, Fight Doctor.
Well,
shouldn't he have enough money? Well, let me just ask you this. Shouldn't he have enough money set aside in investments, not only saved, but shouldn't he be able to live off his businesses and his investments that he wouldn't even have to do something like this? Michael Jordan gets $100 million a year just by letting Nike use his name, right?
He doesn't have any endorsements, though. You know
what
I mean?
Why can't he open up businesses? Why can't he buy real estate? Why does he need to do things like this? No one's going to willingly embarrass themselves like this if they didn't have to. I just can't. $10 million is a lot of money, but I'm sure there's other ways for someone of his stature to make $10 million. There has to be.
Well,
yeah. All right, Fight Doctor, we're going to get moving because we got other people on the line. Thank you so much, man. It's always good to hear from Fight Doctor, man. He always tells the truth, no matter what. He always gives you his opinion, whatever he thinks. You know what I mean? And he gives that to you straight. You know? So I like that. I like that. Let's see here. Let's go to area code 443. 443, you're live.
How you doing? How you doing? It's Troy. Can you hear me?
Say that again? Slightly. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually in my workbench. They might have a little bit of noise, but can you hear me? You said you can slightly hear me?
All right, I'm going to let you go because we cannot hear you. Let's go to 612. 612, you're live.
Yeah, hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Yo. Oh, yeah. Andre. Yeah, so
Andre, how are you?
How are you, Deep?
Good, man.
Eric. Good, man. Man, that was, I got to say, that was awful. I don't want to ever see that. That hurt my eyes. I'd rather talk about the Arias fight. But anyways, no, I was scoring the fight, and I have to be honest. I gave it 5-3 to Floyd. But I mean, it's just, I mean, one round either way, it would have been 4-4. I mean, one round for take one round away from Floyd, give one round to Logan Paul. It would have been 4-4. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
I
tell you what, I think you could have scored it either way. I really do. Beeb had it 5-3. I think it could have went 4-4. I think it could have went 5-3 the other way. Listen, I don't begrudge with the way anybody's scorecards were laid out. My problem is that we're even talking about how it could have been scored. I mean, this should have been a whitewash. I mean, we shouldn't be talking. This fight should have ended in a knockout scores. What are you talking about? Like, we shouldn't even have needed that, you know?
I know. So here's the thing. Did you guys feel like it just looks bad for a professional boxer of the status of Floyd Mayweather, let's say Canelo or someone like that, to really beat up on these YouTube guys? You think he was holding back because of that?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that everybody expected a knockout. He expected a knockout. I think everybody there expected a knockout. I don't think he has what it takes anymore. I mean, and Logan Paul's a big, strong guy. I get it. But, again, we talked about skill the other day. You know, on our show, we talked about skill and that Floyd should have more skill, a lot more skill. He's got a lot more intelligence. Ring IQ is high compared to Logan Paul. His skill should be a lot higher than Logan Paul, and he just couldn't do it yesterday. He just couldn't pull that trigger. He was trying because he hit him with some clean shots, you know.
Yeah, he was. Anyways, I got to run, but I got to let me say this, man. I feel really good for Arias. He got his career, he got his career turned around, and he's a good fighter. I like to see him to make. I like to see him at 154. I don't think he's a 160 pounder. Yeah, good stuff, and I'm glad that they got it right. You know, I was certain that they were gonna rob him, but yeah, I gotta get out of here.
I thought so too. All right, man. Thank you, sir. Yeah, so the other thing was, I guess Woods in the chat, he says, when did Floyd become a knockout puncher? Listen, don't you think, and speaking of Wood here, don't you think he should have been able to knock out Logan Paul? I mean, come on. Don't you think he should have been able to do that? Do you think the fact that we're debating on scorecards, that fight went Floyd's way? I mean, let's be realistic about it, Wood. Come on, man. Come on, you're smarter than that. I know you are. Beeb will be back in just a second here. For right now, let's see here. Let's go to 702. 702,
up,
you're live.
What's up, Palmer? What's up, Eric?
What's up, man?
Palmer, how you doing?
Long good, man. How are you?
Good. Absolutely, man.
I've always been a big Mayweather fan, so tonight, or last night, I thought it was a bit of an embarrassment, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It was tough to watch. I mean, like you said, you're a big Mayweather fan. How do you – I mean, you know, I mean, we can't argue really who won because there was no real winner there last night. But how did you see the fight – how did you predict the fight going versus how it went?
Oh, I mean, I said to a friend on Sunday morning that Floyd Sr. would knock him out, so that was my expectation going in. The fact that it just, even if he had lost every round convincingly, the fact that he went the distance, he's the winner. So, like, it was a loss for Mayweather last night. And, yeah, I don't know, just... You're right, like, time has caught up with him. Maybe he underestimated the guy, thought it would be a lot easier than it used to be. But, yeah, just sad to see. I don't know, I work in finance and I live in Vegas, so I have, you know, people who are involved in the industry here, and I don't think Mayweather's broke. That's not something that I've heard, and I think it's more a case of he was, like, bored and needed the limelight more than anything else. I don't think he's I don't think he's broke. I don't think he's not, you know, smart with how he spends his money. But my understanding is that he's been set up in a way where, you know, it's very difficult for him to lose everything. And, you know, that's part of his relationship with Al Haymon. And, you know, thankfully that's something that's happened, because I know Floyd's a polarizing character, but I don't think people want to see him, you know, back taking real fights because he has to. And ultimately, that's the difference between him and Pacquiao, right? You know, people say, oh, well, look what Pacquiao's doing at 40 years old. But I think Pacquiao does actually need the money, and that's why he's in real fights versus these kind of fights.
It's interesting. I mean, it really is. And I hope you're right. I'll be honest with you. I hope you're right about that, and I hope he doesn't need the money, and I hope he's not in hock and everything like that. I hope he's, you know, I hope he's just bored. But, you know, that being said, man, do you think, I'll be honest with you, do you think we see him in another exhibition?
No, I think he's had enough now. I think if we do see him in another exhibition, then yeah, that suggests there are financial problems. But it's honestly, it seemed like he was going to cry in the post-fight interview, right? He seemed like genuinely embarrassed.
Yeah.
And even the press conference, yeah, like with the hat thing, that was embarrassing. I mean, for God's sake, once you got $1 billion, like, have some dignity. Like, you don't need to be doing this shit anymore, you know?
That's what it felt like. I mean, after you saw the fight and then you saw him in the press conference afterwards and you saw his demeanor afterwards, you just kind of felt like, you kind of felt bad for him, because you're like, dude, you don't have to do this. You know, this doesn't have to happen like this.
Yeah, you remember this fight was originally scheduled and it wasn't, Showtime weren't involved. It was like this weird,
yes,
pay-per-view where you buy it early and you go, it suggests to me that, like, this was something he did without Al Haymon being involved, and then Haymon did get involved and kind of legitimized it with Showtime. And yeah, it tells you he should listen to Haymon and follow his advice. He's done well by listening to Al over the years.
That's the thing, man. You're right. I mean, he's done well for himself. And like I said, I hope you're right, man. I hope he doesn't need the money. I don't know if Pacquiao needs the money either. I have no idea. But Pacquiao's fighting, like, you know, I think if Pacquiao's going to fight again, he's going to fight Errol Spence, obviously, in August. And I think that's going to be Pacquiao's last fight, because I think Spence absolutely washes that guy. I don't even think that fight's close.
I think,
I don't want to see him fight Logan Paul or – I think it's over, man. You know?
I really do.
I think it's
Pacquiao
over for him, and I hope it's over.
An opportunity to make some – easier money, you know, but I don't know. It's tough. I wish these guys would just move on. But, you know, part of the reason, again, why they're not moving on is because some of the guys in the current boxing landscape aren't really kind of becoming stars. I mean, Canelo's the only one. And really, when you look about it, what are the big, big fights out there for him? There aren't any. I mean, Caleb Plant is a, it's a big fight, but it's not a mega fight. It's not a Mayweather-Pacquiao,
right,
or a, you know, Mayweather-De La Hoya. Like, there's no major fight out there for him, really.
Well, I said it yesterday. People were complaining about this fight, about the Mayweather-Paul fight. And I said, well, that's great, because Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence are fighting each other. Wilder and, or not Wilder, but AJ and Tyson Fury are going to fight each other. You know, I mean, they're not. I mean, none of these big fights are happening. So this is what you're left with, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, and this becomes the biggest fight now, you know? So what do? You know, you can't really complain too much if the top guys aren't fighting each other.
Very true. Very
so,
true.
That arena was empty last night too. How many people were there?
It really was. Well, I know they allowed 25,000. With the capacity for that fight last night was 25,000.
How many people were there?
I don't know. You know what? Let me see if I can find out real quick.
The only thing that I think is that because it rained, a lot of people left the sort of ringside area and went in to where they were covered. But you're right; it wasn't like at full capacity.
How many people were there? How many people were there? 3,000?
I
don't think this will be a million pay-per-views. As well.
Wow.
Eric says it's going to do 2 million.
I think it's going to do 2 million. Yeah, at least 2 million.
No. I think a lot of people watched it, but I don't think a lot of people paid for it.
There was only 5,000 people there, Chandler M says.
Where does he get his info? Chandler, where do you get your numbers at?
I can't believe Floyd is 50-1 now, man. This is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I scored it. Logan Paul won the fight 5-3.
It's embarrassing.
Boy, he won the fight 5-3. I can't believe he was. This is bigger than Buster Douglas. I'm fucking shocked.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
I'm trying to track that. I can't see the attendance. Typically,
the
I know like UFC will announce.
If he had fought the brother, right? If he had fought the brother, that's what they were going for.
Oh,
right?
God,
like
the brother would have killed
Logan
him.
And then he fights the brother, yeah. But now that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think he's probably lucky that it wasn't the other brother, man. I'll be honest, because I think the other brother can hit. Jake Paul can hit. Yeah, I'm not seeing any attendance. I don't know where they're waiting for Rick Laser to drop the wheel numbers.
That's right.
All right, Rob, we're going to get running, man. Thank you so much for calling. It's good to hear from you, man. We haven't heard from him in a while, man. Don't be a stranger. Come on back, man.
He's the best. He's the best. We
That's
had a
awesome,
great phone
man.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a phenomenal phone conversation, man.
Yeah. I think this is Ward 443, you're live.
What do you think? 50-1. 50-1.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear me?
What's up, Wood?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. It's Troy.
Now I can't hear him again.
What do you want, a cricket phone?
No.
You know, one of the burner phones you buy at the convenience store?
No, I'm sitting in the work room, and the air is kind of loud. So you can't hear me? You can't hear me. Which one is it?
I
hear you now.
I can hear
you
a little bit now. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Honestly, I didn't watch this thing, and I don't plan on watching it. To be very honest with you, I'm going to tell you why. What's the purpose of watching it? What's the purpose? Not here.
Entertainment.
Conversation. What is the
history
was
made last night. We got a new lineal pound for pound champion right now, Logan Paul.
Really? Okay.
I'm shocked, man. I didn't expect this to happen. I picked Mayweather to win this by seventh round knockout with a body shot. I'm just making an observation.
Okay, because he doesn't knock anybody. He can't even break wind. So I don't know what you think he's going to knock anybody.
He knocked out McGregor, man.
He should have been able to knock out Logan Paul, right?
I saw what the referee did to the McGregor, yeah. I thought the ref
what
did,
the referee
but I
did
didn't see what stopped the fight. He stopped the fight.
I didn't see the referee throwing any punches in that fight.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I don't plan on watching this foolishness because it's just that foolishness. And I don't really give a damn about anybody's personal finances and all that. I mean, everybody has,
well,
an, has
Floyd,
their weakness.
Let me just
Floyd's
say
the one that brings that up. Nobody else brings it
let
up. He's the one that brings
Floyd,
up, son.
If yeah,
Floyd
yeah, he does
talking
that.
About
he does
his
that.
Money,
right.
And everyone else
exactly.
Would. And everyone else would.
No.
And
you know why he talks about
go.
His money?
Well,
no, but you know
he
talks about his money?
He goes out of his way and says, I'm not hurting for cash.
Why does he talk about
and
his money?
He goes out of his
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But because he can't talk about his fights, because his fights suck. That's why he's in all the history, all the time when they put a mic in front of his face, what does he talk about? His pay-per-view numbers. And then he tries to downplay it.
Then nobody can get mad when we talk about his money.
Listen, I'm not mad.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, you could talk about it, but I'm just saying when people...
Go ahead. I got to let you burn. Go ahead. I'm going to let you burn. I'm sorry. I got to stop.
Right. Because, you know, people talk about, he's going to knock him out. Floyd is going to knock him out. This is entertainment. That's not entertaining. Floyd was never entertaining. When was he entertaining? When? Tell me. He was never known for being entertaining. When did you ever watch a Floyd Mayweather fight and sit at the end of your seat? Like, wow, this is a damn good fight. When?
Diego Corrales?
What?
Just once, Diego Corrales.
Arturo Gatti, Diego Corrales.
That was two one-sided fights.
Chop Chop Corley was a good fight.
Yeah, Chop Chop was a good fight, but it wasn't an edge-of-your-seat fight. I mean, come on, man. You know, how do you get excited about a one-sided fight? Huh? Corrales
fight was
not
what they figured. I just can't believe Logan Paul bossed him last night, man. He bossed him.
Bossed him, son.
I'm just shocked how Logan Paul bossed him last night, man. He bossed
him. Listen to me.
Lay down a punk card, son.
Listen to what I'm about to say to you because it's going to offend a lot of people, right? Floyd is a whore that wants to be king. That's why he keeps coming out for money. He's never going to be on the level of Ali and Sugar Ray and all them other guys because he doesn't give off that type of energy. He doesn't fight that type of fight. We've never seen him go balls to the ball or anything like that, ever. You've never seen him give 100%. To me, I've seen him fight on neutral a lot. And just to make clear, right fighter, right price. That's his motto. That is his motto. I'm not making that up. That's why we saw him on neutral for 12 years at welterweight. Okay? And then he always complained about he can't knock these guys out because his hands are brittle. He couldn't fight Gigi because he's too big, but he could fight a 200-pound man.
Right. I agree with it.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't see any.
That's a great point. Yeah, he couldn't fight Triple G because he was too big, but he could fight Logan Paul. And then people complained that Logan Paul was too big and he was hanging on him and stuff like that. Come on.
Right. And then my final point is I keep hearing about his damn age. At 40, at 46, 47, 48, Bernard was unifying the light heavyweight division. He moved up two weight classes and unified the light heavyweight division. At 40-plus years old.
George Foreman, 45.
Just beat Thurman.
George Foreman.
Huh?
George Foreman, 45. Became heavyweight champ of the world.
It is.
Okay. And Pacquiao in his 40s right now, he just beat Thurman, and he has a chance to beat Spence. Who's Floyd fighting? Oh, internet trash. And then he got his hat stolen. Man, that dude should just go away somewhere and stay away before he loses all his credibility. And he needs a barber. He needs to just hire a stylist. He needs to go away, period, and never come back again. But y'all have a good day, man.
I agree.
I can't stomach him.
Is this Troy?
Yeah, Troy. Yeah, Troy. Oh, that's
How
right.
You doing, Troy?
That's right.
How you doing, Troy?
It was good, man. I got to plug it if you don't mind, man. Do you mind if I plug it?
Go ahead.
Plug it.
Absolutely.
All right.
You can do anything you want, man. Just don't swear.
Got a free pass here.
All right, man. You know, the Major Key Boxing tonight, 9:30 p.m., we have a Hall of Fame trainer calling in, and we got some partnerships going that you're going to be impressed with. We're going to be with Mark Nash and Coach Malachi as well. So, man, we're going to be
very good,
man. Monster tonight.
I'll be there.
We're going to be a three-headed monster.
Good stuff.
I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming,
all right,
dude.
All right, man. Thank you, sir.
Have a good night. Uh-huh.
Very good, man. Very good stuff. Notorious is this guy calling from a space station. It did. It sounded like he had one of the phones he bought at the convenience store. You know what I mean?
50-1. Can you believe this, Eric?
I can't.
Stuff in his first loss.
Oh. That can only be one person.
50-1.
706.
You
lost.
You guys are so bitter about a 45-year-old selling 2 million pay-per-views. I mean, you guys
got
some.
I'm happy. History was made.
Got my money worth last night, son.
Me,
history was made. History was made. He suffered his first loss.
Beav, it's my call. Beav, it's
suffered
my call.
His first loss.
It's my call, Beav. Come on, let me burn.
He suffered his first loss.
Yeah, that's rough,
man. It's my call, Beav. Come on.
Don't insult me, and I won't interrupt you.
You said
he's
going to
be on the edge of a bridge
with
tank losers.
Let me talk, man. Come on. But then you can go after me. You said Logan wouldn't even touch Floyd. All this shit. You're acting like a boxing.
I love being wrong.
Oh my
god!
I love being wrong.
I'm not like you. I don't have to be right all the time. We have a new world. We have a new champion, new lineal champion.
Hey, listen. There were 20,000 people.
Where are you getting the numbers?
From LRB directly. It's the New York Times.
I talked to Sam Watson.
Calm down, dude.
Sam Watson only told me there was 5,000 people there. I called him up yesterday.
I talked to Sam Watson's girl.
Blizzard,
dude.
Come on, shut up. It was a 90,000 seat arena with 25,000 seats.
I talked to Sam Watson yesterday. He told me there was 5,000 people there. I'm being honest.
Steve, you're going full MAGA right now. You need to chill. You know I always bring you back to line, dude. Come on. And it was a 90,000 seat arena with 25. So it's going to look empty anyway if there's 20,000 people in a 90,000 seat arena. You know, so it's going to look empty no matter how.
Why are you defending? Why are you getting defensive about it? Yeah. Why are you getting defensive
not,
about
dude.
It? Why are you getting defensive about
and
it?
And it's on a Sunday night. Who goes
why does it bother you? Why does it bother you that only 5,000 people are there? Why does it?
On a Sunday
why does it bother you? Why does it bother you only 5,000 people?
Don't be mad that that fight grossed more money than Canelo's fucking pay-per-view. Don't be mad that it sold more pay-per-views than Canelo's fights on his own by like 3 times.
I don't care if he sold more than that. I told you 2 million. How many people do you think bought it?
You can't complain now. You were telling people not to buy it.
I know, because I bought it. So what?
No, yeah, but you can't complain now because you were saying, oh,
nobody's
going to buy it. Nobody should buy it.
Why are you...
Why are you getting defensive? I'm just debating with you guys. Does it bother you Floyd lost? What do you mean Floyd lost? Shut up, dude.
Are you mad
that fucking bitter ass hater? Stop being
I scored five rounds to three. Lost.
Yeah.
Beep,
oh,
stop
good, man. Don't worry about it. Listen, man,
you don't have to give fucking
least, man.
You don't have to give fucking white fighters props just because they were mediocre. I mean, I know you were like a fucking MAGA.
Why is it
race? Calm down. Why are you being a bigot?
You're bringing race into it. Why are you being a bigot?
Let's raise the standards for our race a little bit, okay? Let's raise the standards for Logan a little bit. Let's not give him the, you know, the bottom. He didn't do anything except land one or two punches.
He
that's it. And hugged all night. So, come on. Come on.
He lost the fight 5 rounds to 3. I scored it.
Beav scored
stop,
it.
Stop.
I gave Mayweather. I only gave Mayweather 3, 4, and 5. I thought he lost the rest of the
what
fight.
What did you guys
got,
think
got,
about Jared
he
Hurd?
He got manhandled.
What did you guys think about Jared Hurd and Aries? That was a good
shocked.
Fight.
Shocked.
Yes.
I was utterly shocked. I did not think that
everybody.
Aries was going to win that fight.
LRB told everybody Aries is going to come in for war, like, all week. He was telling him. Coppinger was, like, laughing at LRB, like, yo, my, you don't know shit about boxing. And then today he's like, yeah, LRB, you're right. And what was I going to say? Yeah, man.
LRB was right.
Aries was
the first time in his life he was right about something. He was right one time in his life.
It is.
I think Hurd versus Gerard rematch might be good now. I mean, you know, they're both coming off losses and shit. Why not? Let's do that. I think that's those are the kind of fights that UFC does, and fans don't really complain in boxing. We need to do more fights like that. You know, who cares if he lost? I mean, he can still go fight J-Rock. They're both coming off losses. Why not? You know, Hurd's still a good fighter.
I just can't believe.
I want to see Logan Paul fight Jared Hurd.
Paul is better than Conor McGregor for sure. Logan Paul is better than Conor McGregor for sure. If Logan fights Conor, he's beating Conor.
Of course he's better.
What do you think?
He's a PTE. He's a PTBE.
Shut up. Of course
he's better than Conor McGregor. He just beat TBE. 50-1.
Let me rebut that last caller. I'm out of here after that. I rebut that last caller. That fucking moron that just called in. he was talking about Ali and Manny. Mayweather was schooling Manny and Canelo at the age of 36 and 38 or something. That's what he was doing. He was building.
I'll give you that.
That's not what he meant by that,
but
though. He meant his demeanor.
I know, but let me just rebut him.
Which is why people love Sugar Ray and Ali.
I know, but let me just rebut him, dude. He was beating
these
guys like 12 to
10. That's a good point you made.
10 to 2. I know, and also, Ali was fighting Japanese wrestlers and losing to them. That didn't ruin his legacy. So how could that happen to fucking Floyd?
He didn't lose to him. It was a draw.
Ali made boxing look like shit on there.
Guess,
he went to Japan and made boxing
look
like a joke.
Guess where that money went? Guess where the money went to
that
event?
You can't prove
that.
You can't prove that. You can't prove that, Beeb. You can't prove that.
I can prove it. I talked to Layla Ali last month. She told me. I talked to Layla last month.
You can't prove that,
Beeb. Facts.
You can't prove that.
Facts.
Did you guys see Ness? Dude, Ness almost got beat up. Did you guys see Ness almost got beat up in Miami? Ness from the boxing was. He almost got beat up. He was like filming some girls.
I don't know what you're talking about, son. I don't know nothing about it. Don't know nothing about it. He dropped. I don't know what to do. God. All right. So let's see here. Let's see. Beeb, you want to run down the undercard?
Yeah, why not? Arius, I'm going to say one thing. Arius moved me last night. And it doesn't take a lot. It takes a lot to move me emotionally. I had to almost fight back a tear last night. When you know what he said? This is what he said. He goes, there was people telling me to get a job and quit this boxing thing. And this was a clear upset last night. Clear upset. I think he was like a 6-1 or 8-1 underdog last night going into this fight. Both guys are coming off, I think, a two-year layoff. Right?
Yeah.
Arius fought the best fight I've ever seen him fight in his life, in my opinion. And I'm just being honest right here. So I was very happy for Arius. No disrespect to Jared Hurd. I just did not think Arius was going to win this fight. He looked so much smaller. And then he suffered a big gash on his forehead, and he overcame adversity. You got to give him credit.
I agree. Somebody in the chat said that Jamel Hill said that they called the Paul brothers white supremacists. I don't see that anywhere. So I don't know.
Who called the Paul brothers white supremacists?
Jamel Hill, supposedly, and they said she's trending on Twitter, and I'm looking on her Twitter account now. I don't see anything about it. So.
Yeah.
Either it was just nonsense or she deleted it or whatever, but I don't see anything like that.
I mean, I understand that Floyd Mayweather has a lot of fans and they're upset right now, but he suffered his first loss last night. I mean, what do you want me to say?
What are you going to do?
What
are
you going to say?
I tell you what, man, let me ask you this, Beeb. So we both feel great for Arius. I mean, he did a great job last night.
Yes.
Did you fire? What does Jared Hurd do now?
I don't see how he looked washed last night. Well, let me ask you this. Can Jared Hurd even go back down to 154?
No.
I don't think
he couldn't make weight, so he went up.
And he can't beat these guys at 160. He's going to get hurt up there.
As many shots as he takes, he was getting hit with right hands at will. You know what I mean? He was getting hit at will.
He was getting pasted last night. There's no question about it.
So, yeah, man, it's crazy. Let's talk about Badu Jack and Dervin Kolina. This was just a one-sided beatdown, man. I mean, but,
yeah.
You know, Jack knocked him out, and I get it. I mean, Jack was primed. I mean, Jack, I would have loved to see Pascal in the ring. Unfortunately, you know, he popped a bunch of steroids. But you know, give Kolina credit. He was only on a week's notice, came in there. Who knows if he was prepping for a fight or what. So, man, look, he came in there and he did what he could. I mean, you're talking about Badu Jack, he's a world-class fighter. What are you going to do?
When Pascal beat Marcus Brown, you think he was on stuff too?
Yeah, I think he was on stuff too. The fact that it came out now, yeah, I think he was on stuff too. Because Pascal was done when he fought Marcus Brown. Nobody expected that.
His whole career is tainted now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why bring him? I mean, this might be the end of his career, because how big of a suspension is he going to get? You know,
that's a lot of drugs to be testing positive for, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it should be, though. Like, when you test positive for this stuff, you should get a 1 year automatic out. 1 year out. You know what I mean? And if you test positive again, you're done. This isn't, you know, and I hear people talk about this all the time. Well, they've got to make a living. Listen, this is a privilege to be a professional athlete. It's a privilege. You can get other jobs. When your job, if your job fired you, would you come back and sue them and say, hey, I've got to make a living, so this is what I can do? No, you got to go find another job now.
Yeah, you got to find another job.
It is what it is. Well, he can't do anything else. Well, look, that's not my problem. He obviously can't do this without cheating. So what do we do here?
Yeah, it's tough.
You know? What do you do?
It's a tough situation.
You know? Chad Johnson, Title Town's own, the Bengals. Chad Johnson against Brian Maxwell. Chad Johnson looked all right. He looked all right. He's never done this before. I know I've seen him hit the bags and stuff. I know he does pretty well. He did pretty well.
Count.
But he got clipped. He got clipped in that fourth round. You know,
he was tired, too.
Yeah, he was definitely tired. You can tell he's athletic, man. I mean, the way he was jumping
ripped.
In with shots, and he was ripped, and yeah, you could tell he's athletic, man. But
yeah, he had some moments.
There's a different story, man. Remember Nate Robinson when he fought Jake Paul? You could tell that guy was athletic and explosive and everything like that. It doesn't matter, man.
Different. Once the adrenaline stops flowing, it's a different fatigue.
Yeah.
When you're in fight or flight, because let's be honest, when you're in that ring, anyone who's in that ring, they're in fight or flight mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in fight or flight, the adrenaline either gives you a positive boost or it gives you a draining negative boost, meaning when your cortisol and your adrenaline's flowing too high, then you're just burning energy like crazy.
Yeah.
Right? And then that happens in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens in there. The guys who are the most relaxed in there are usually the guys who do the best. The guys who are poised, the guys who are just used to doing it, and they don't fight off of emotion, those guys are the best guys.
That's it. You got to stay calm in there. And I know it's hard. I mean, but that's why, you know, if you do this long enough, just like anything else, you do it long enough, you know how to stay calm in there.
Yeah.
And
I have a lot of respect.
You know,
I have a lot of respect for what he did last night.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the biggest thing you could do is just stay calm in there, you know. And you say, well, how can you stay calm when somebody's trying to take your head off? Listen, you got to be calm. It's a learned skill. You know what I mean? It's a learned skill.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's see here. And I think that's it, man. I think that's it. I think we covered everything. As far as the attendance goes, we still have no solid figure on that. I don't know. I would be really surprised if it was 20,000 at the arena last night.
Well, here's another thing too, right? If the pay-per-view numbers are bad, Showtime usually doesn't release them. They only release them when they're good.
Right.
So if a week goes by or 2 weeks goes by, if by the end of the month we don't hear numbers, but if Coppinger comes out and says sources say fuck him, we're not going to believe him.
Oh, come on.
But until we get an actual number, if we don't get it by the end of the month, then you know that the event didn't do well.
Yeah.
That's it. I would agree
all wholeheartedly, yeah.
How many people do you think got their money back like the beep?
Probably half of them now. as soon as you said that, they all jumped off and started calling Comcast, you know?
Yeah. Comcast gave it back to me.
That's it. Dante S. said that, he said, how did Hurd look so bad, get so bad so fast? Listen, it happens. It happens, and you know what it happens? It happens after a loss. And Hurd got beat up in that loss. Hurd got beat up in his last – I'm talking about the last time he lost. He got beat up. Sometimes you don't come back from that. Sometimes you come back too fast. Sometimes it's a tricky balance, man, because these guys, they don't believe they can lose. When you go in the ring with anybody, you're not going in there thinking, I'm just going to go the distance. You're thinking you're going to win. You're not going in there to lose. You don't step on the field thinking you're going to lose. You know, you may think, hey, it's going to be an uphill battle, but we're going to get through it. Maybe sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't get that confidence back. Sometimes you got the confidence, and when you go in there and you get hit one time and you get rattled and you start going back to that place again, then you don't have it. It's tough. It's just a mental game more than anything after a loss. Sean Porter's a real good example. Lost a couple of times, still a viable candidate, still a viable fighter. Give anybody a run on any night, whether he wins or not, different story, but he's still a fighter, you know?
is this the end of Floyd Mayweather in a boxing ring?
No. No, I wholeheartedly believe. Now, Rob Palmer says that, and I know he lives out in Vegas and everything. Now, Rob Palmer says that Floyd, he's been pretty smart and that he has a lot of investments and everything, and he, you know, he would have
how do
to.
You know?
Well, this is just people he heard from and, you know, people, you know, in the know and in the business or whatever. This is what he's saying. And I hope he's right. Okay. I'll be honest. I hope he's right. I hope he's right. And I hope Floyd, you know, is just doing this because he's bored. That's what Rob said, is that he thinks Floyd's just doing this kind of basically out of boredom. Like he wants to be back in the limelight and everything like that.
Okay.
But that being said, man, I do think we'll see him back in the ring. Because, unfortunately, I as much as I want to believe Rob and I want to say, yeah, I think that's it, I don't think that's the case. I really do think he's doing this for money.
Who do you think he fights next?
Carrot Top, yeah, Carrot Top, Dice Clay. I mean, you take your pick. I don't know.
I got a good one. How about Floyd versus Joe Rogan?
In a boxing match?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't
that's
hate
good,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Joe Rogan was going to fight Wesley Snipes back in the day.
Yeah,
he was going to, and then, you know, apparently, I guess Wesley Snipes pulled out of it or something like that when he heard the background. Yeah.
He didn't want to do it.
No, uh-uh. Carrot Top is buff. Carrot Top's a big dude, man.
And Rogan can't do it because he takes TRT. That's right, I forgot.
That's right. Yeah, he sure does, doesn't he?
He's on TRT.
Yeah.
Take psychedelics too. I think he failed at this drug test on multiple levels.
Can you imagine? You thought John Pascal's drug test was bad? Can you imagine Rogan's drug test coming back?
But it's an exhibition, so they wouldn't even do drug testing.
Yeah, Fight Doctor says Mayweather Bronner.
Bronner called out both.
Bronner would kill Mayweather at this stage.
Bronner called out both Paul brothers.
That's what the money is now. You know, they're the new money guys, man. They really are.
And they didn't know who he was.
No, because they don't follow boxing. You know what I mean? They don't follow boxing. That's why, I mean, like a lot of these guys, man, they think that, you know, the Paul brothers can box a little bit. That's why, like, when Nate Campbell came on and he was talking about, remember Nate Campbell, when he came on and he was told when we had that, I guess that show with him or whatever, and he came on. And he was talking about how he could beat Logan Paul, and we had to check him. Man, me and Jesse Weekend had to check him real quick, and just let him know that, you know, it ain't the way it goes. It's the way it is.
Well, I'm friends with Nate, so I can't say anything bad about Nate. I'm going to take myself out of the argument.
What are you doing?
All I know is Logan Paul is the pound for pound lineal world champion.
There it is. There it is.
After what happened last night, he's the new pound for pound lineal world champion.
Chandler M says Mayweather versus his debt collector. Hey, Chandler M. Hey, speaking of debt collectors, man, July 20th, I'm going to be collecting a pie, son, right off the top of your dome. And I want a Boston cream where it just you hit it right, and it just slides straight down, boy. And I want to see like all the toppings and everything sliding down your face.
I'm utterly shocked.
Get own son,
that he picked Kamposis in that fight. I just
a lot of people think he has a chance to make it interesting, man. I don't think he even makes it interesting. Cream pie. I don't even think he makes it interesting. I think that Teofimo dog walks that guy. That ain't even close. July 20th, the world will be shocked, son. You're going to be shocked when you feel that pie in your face. It's the way it goes. All-time rankings, Logan Paul, Sugar Ray Robinson, and Floyd Mayweather. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this edition, the special Monday edition. I don't know if we'll be back this week or not. We might be back. Otherwise, you just catch us on Sunday or whatever. But yeah, I mean, if news pops off, we might. If we get the numbers, we'll do a show. If we get the numbers or whatever, we'll do a show.
Yeah,
I'd like to get the fact that they haven't released attendance lets you know everything you need to know about the attendance there. Because usually, if it was sold out, they would have had that thing posted everywhere. Or even close to sold out, they would have had that thing posted everywhere. They got all kinds of like promoters speak when they say, "Well, we expect a great house tomorrow." What was a great house? You know what I mean? Meaning, you know, we sold a lot less than we thought we were going to sell.
Did that app just crash for technical reasons, whatever, the Showtime app?
I don't know. Typically, when a server like that goes off, like a video server like that, typically that's a bandwidth issue. And that means too many people are hitting that server. Okay. That's been my experience because you're in the business,
you know.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
So, and that's been my experience when a server like that goes down, that's usually due to high traffic.
So let me ask you,
too many people
this.
Coming in.
Now, because that server went down, did they lose a lot of buys because of it? Or do those buys still get registered?
No, those buys won't get registered. I mean, in the sense that, like, because they will do the same thing that you did today and call back and ask for that money. Now, whether they get registered on the paper, you know what I'm saying? Before, you know how, like, you have the count. It is kind of like, you know, when you sell something for $20 and you paid $13 for it, you know what I'm saying? And it's that
the buy rate is.
Right. So, yeah. JC says Eric knows because the browser service crash always crash. You're right, man. I mean, I've had the worst luck with them lately, man.
We don't use browsers. We use Xvideos. Get it right.
Xvideos is good too. I'll
Xvideos is 10 times better than browsers.
It's my new go-to now. You know, it's our new.
You can get the modern and the classics on Xvideos. On browsers, you just get the modern. Sometimes I like the classics.
You like the classics. You like the
Amber
70s
Lynn.
Edition, you know.
I like Candy Evans and Amber Lynn, man. Asia Carrera.
I always wanted to see these chicks now, you know, like the chicks like that. I always wanted to see them now, you know, because they were hot back in the day. Like, what do they look like now? Especially going after that career and everything like that now. Like, what do they look like, you know?
I like the 80s and 90s chicks.